given us your time.
Sure.
As you know, en route from OEO to HUD, I arrived as a counselor, and it struck me that...
I may not do that, but I am his counselor.
Well,
that HUD play was all worked out. Everybody thought Romney was, he delighted to leave, particularly on the basis of that.
Well, I think that under the circumstances...
He wanted to stay.
Yeah, you did the right thing, huh?
We couldn't, well, he wanted to stay.
It was a bit messy.
You couldn't just say, George, take off.
Nelson, you should be, But given that situation, it struck me that it might be well to get some guidance from you as to, while I'm in the White House, how you'd like me to spend my time. Whether I ought to think of it in terms of a permanent thing or an interim thing. I know you can't answer that.
Just let me answer that at the beginning so we can get that proposition interim. Because I have you in mind. You're an operator, you're a good operator. That basically, let me explain the difference between, say, a bench. Bench I consider to be permanent, unless and until, which of course will be, we're still around. He runs for the Senate.
Yes.
Then he will go. But I would not put bench in charge of the department.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is an operations on his LT. You, on the other hand, a good operator. In other words, you can run a department.
Mm-hmm.
So if a domestic position were to open up, you would be on line for that position. That's what I would have in mind. Now, by a domestic position, I think it would have to be, unless I don't know what would be coming along, a cabinet position, but if something happened to Romney, or for that matter, HGW, I mean, any of those places, it would have to be, there are all sorts of split-offs that take place here. Commerce is yes, any of those. But I think the important thing for you to have in mind is that I selected you as for purposes of moving into a cabinet spot for doing what we owe.
Yeah.
We've always expected you to go to a cabinet spot. I still expect you to. The damn thing just has no pressure. So you should consider this as temporary, as interim. But during the interim period, I would hope you would do something to be. It should be that one.
Yeah.
So the question is, we might know what to do.
Kinds of things might be good. I sent you a memo on that Vietnam idea, which I don't know if it's gotten to you yet.
Not yet, no.
Well,
not good.
The thought that at some point you might want to change the emphasis of the war by having someone involved in looking at the post-war part of it.
Oh yeah, that part, yeah.
Short-term
war, yes.
No.
Yeah.
It's got problems, it's got some pluses, and...
No. The idea... First of all, I think it would be valuable from your standpoint, actually, too. I think you ought to take a trip to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to... Why do you travel to the nation?
I've went to Japan almost twice a year for 5 years. And I've been down to Laos and...
You've been through most of them, right?
Over the years. I've not spent any time in Africa. I've not spent any time in the Middle East or behind the Iron Curtain. But Latin America, Southeast Asia, Europe, it might be desirable at some point to do some kind of a show.
Let me say this, there is so much on Vietnam going 5 years on that peacetime silage, you know, like God, there was being studied to death, we've got to, in fact, Kennedy was lying out there, he's going to come back, he's got 2 weeks of bunker, in terms of economics and things.
When's he going now?
He's gone.
He's gone, he's there now.
And, reaching the end of that, I'm just not sure, Don, that it's the, I don't think that you should do anything that appears to be too contrived.
Thank you.
My guess is that Europe is not contrived, but I think that's, that will look to be, well, I won't say it is, I mean, but you ought to do it if you're pleasant, that at least will be pleasant. Whoever, get everyone behind there.
Yes, sir.
You know, certain things work out, and I'm not sure that they will, but they work out with the Russians at some time. I would certainly give you a crack at that. I think you should have that. A visit to Russia would be very important to you. And if you want, I would go all over the damn place. I mean, I've been all over it, and it's a nice sale there. It's a, you can't, nobody can read anything about the world these days. It's about knowing what's going on, not just in Eastern Europe, but in Soviet Union, and of course, eventually in China. But that's further downstream. I would prefer that you think in terms of a visit to Russia rather than Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Vietnam thing, I think there's so much going on, so much is being studied to death in terms of the post-war plans and all that sort of thing. And I don't really know anything that could add to it at this moment, and it's going reasonably well in terms of their plans. It's all burgers, very creative in this field, and there's the name. Let me see when Kennedy comes back. Kennedy might come back and say that there was a real need. Might be an idea to. I have asked him to see whether there was a need for this top American man on the domestic side there. You know, I'm just thinking the domestic policy. Said he'd come back and give a recommendation. If he does, you could do that. That would be a hell of a thing.
It would be.
It'd be a hell of a thing.
Physically be there for, say, 3 or 4 months. And
oh, aren't you? Yeah, in 6 months.
And take a good crack at it. It's a fall.
Yeah, all right.
It might be a way to grant.
I had thought of it, Martin, in terms of just making it a study, but you ought to be there in terms of doing the transition of war to peace and all that sort of thing. We're going to get into it. You see, here's the thing with Vietnam, as you well know. This is the thing about decision. I hope you will understand. You got to be the hard thing before the easy things come along. So we've got to keep voting on that. So how we're doing with Laos. And how about the 1st of May? I look pretty good. By that I mean, it sets up, he made the hard shot, so it sets up the, that what we can do later. And then, for the balance of this year, starting approximately the 15th of April, the announcements on Vietnam, now that all become positive. It could well be that the Q's election is November. Got to be a little careful about the before that. So, but when I say his election, it's when he will run. I mean, he wants to. Possibly. I don't rule it out. Russia's better.
Yeah.
If I were in your position, I mean, you're a young fellow, you know, you're calling. I think you ought to go to Russia. You know, unless in 5 years, my life, nobody's going to remember you. You can't realize how quickly it will recede from the public memories, except for those poor devils that have been killed and are forgetting the damn place. Vietnam will survive reasonably well. It'll be rocking around, fighting in our Vietnamese, and a lot of other things, and people, but we won't give a damn.
Japan,
China, Japan, the only thing that matters in the world are Japan, China, Russia, and Europe. And Latin America doesn't matter. As much as we think, people don't give one damn about Latin America now. They don't give one damn about
Africa.
As far as Africa is concerned, really I'd stay away from it. I don't think there's much to be in the Middle East. The difficulty with the Middle East is that if it comes up, they think that you're going to have a purpose. Jewish vote or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any hang in that.
No.
I don't think there's any hang in that. And anyway, there's nothing you can do about the Middle East. Europe, yes. Russia's the place. Let's think about Russia. And, or I might think of, might give you a chance if you'd like to take a crack at one of the Iron Curtain countries. We've already done Romania and Yugoslavia, but there might be, we hope to get any kind of a bit legal in a place like Hungary or Poland or something. Nobody can really understand communism until we're a communist country. You never read it with
no, sir.
And all over the world, but not
no one, no one will really ever feel why it is important that people have a chance not to have it if they don't want it until they spend some money. If you do not understand it, it's impossible. Talk about dictatorships. I've been to Spain, which is a dictatorship. Yugoslavia, which is a dictatorship. Good God, Spain looks like heaven. Compared to the two. I don't know why. Well, it's private impression, that's what it is.
Sure.
They talk about private enterprise. God gives more.
It's creative.
It creates, it pollutes, it does a lot of other things. Believe me, it's beautiful because it has variety. And the great problem of the non-private enterprise countries, they're dull. There's no variety. They're all the same. Everybody's the same. The house is the same. The shops are the same. There is no variety, no beauty, no nothing. That's the trouble. What is beautiful? What is a rainbow? What makes a rainbow beautiful? If it was all red, it would be beautiful. It's all the colors.
Right.
Well, think of that. What I think you ought to think of in yourself is this, that at your age, as I said, told you before, you should be thinking of what you should do in the future. Not anybody thinks you're thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Don't be like a silly regal or anything like that. Yeah. Those jackasses kill themselves very suddenly. They're over here. On the other hand, you should be thinking that. But down the road, my view is that if we can survive, which I think we can, that you would be a cabinet officer. And I think and you can do, as far as I'm concerned, anything in the cabinet field, except I wouldn't put you in defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't put you in state. Obviously, because I think those two at this time, unless you had a hell of a lot more experience, it would not appear to be something that you would be in, or even actually you could be Attorney General. But the others, ATW, HUD, Transportation, Interior, you wouldn't want agriculture.
No.
That sure would. Commerce, that'd be a nice one.
Thinking down the road in Illinois, I suppose something in the trade area, or Illinois is such a trade state, which is one of the reasons I
said. Maybe we should have thought of you from the Peterson position.
Well, I suggested the possibility of getting involved in that area, or just on that Foreign Economic Council, the International Economic Council that was created.
Are you on?
No. But that would be helpful down the road. Anything in the trade area or business type.
I mean, make a note of that. Would you like me on that?
I think
you've had experience in that field?
Well, I was on the Joint Economic Committee, the Foreign Economic Policy Committee. I wouldn't suggest that I'm on.
I don't know. An expert in anything. Arthur Byrne thinks he's an expert in everything. He is perfect.
But it's not your opinion. It seemed to me that maybe getting involved in something to do with...
All right. Let me write this. Let me tell you something. Really? side in Salzburg, I said, at the present time, we have the Super Hawks on one side, one America withdraw to itself for the purpose of building the super strength. And I said, fortunately, I said, most of them are with us, because they will support the command chief, even though they don't think we ought to be fooling around. The other way, the super does, I said, they're worse, because they want America withdraw to itself and reduce its strength and concentrate in cities. And I said, you know, you can have clean air and clean water and beautiful health and suburbs and all the rest of us make a damn difference if you're not around to enjoy it. And so we live in that kind of a world. It's just the mantle of leadership isn't put in this country. We didn't ask for it. But it's here now. It's going to be here for 25 years. And whether peace survives in this world is going to depend on what happens in this world. No question about it. And so whoever sits here has got to make those tough choices, which says to people that, yeah, maybe sometimes a dam in India is more important than one Colorado. That's a tough subject. It's got to be done. But what kind of world are you going to live where you'd be in? You got China, you got Japan, you got the whole European complex producing more than we do. You've got Russia, of course, and you got the nations, the continents, the future. Latin America's 50 years away. Africa's probably 500 years away. But they're there. So here's just the United States. We're here for a fleeting moment of time, maybe 25 years. Maybe that's all. 25 years when we're going to be dead. What happens here matters. The main thing is we must do the right thing. That's all. That's what this miserable damn war is about. I mean, this is quite getting out in a way that we don't destroy our ability to do the right thing, to be believed broad and home and rest. And that's why you, looking to your future, at your age, think of the world. I remember as a congressman, and I went on the House Education and Labor Committee. First, John Phelps, who was a member of the House, probably retired at the time you arrived there, who was John Phelps, wonderful guy, Ben. Young county succeeded. But anyway, John Phelps, great fall, urged me to go on the Agriculture Committee because there were so many citrus growers in my district. I said, John, care about agriculture. I done enough lemon pickings, pulling weeds out from under the trees the days before they understood the weeds were good to the other trees and all that sort of thing. And I said, I'm headers. So I went on education and labor, which was a good break because we had tapped hardly. And my American Activities, which I didn't want to go on, but I was encouraged to go on because I needed a lawyer, which also turned out to be good. But the best break I got in that here was an old Joe Martin point to the herd committee, and I spent for the first time in Europe, I said, so I spent 2 months in Europe, traveled all over Europe, and that's out of that developed the House support for the Marshall Plan. Well, now, and I go back to my district, this district, east of Los Angeles. If you were in Poland at that time, it would have been isolationist against the country service and all that sort of thing. Pretty in, turned inward. More than the war and aid and all the other damn things. Marching plan. I'm an old soldier. Mm-hmm. Best thing I ever did. I became, not just because of the his case, which gave me statewide, but because of that, because of my foreign affairs thing, when I ran for the Senate, hell, I was a foreign affairs expert. So Calipari and running around, he voted about this subject, about the problems of the poor people and the offshore oil and the rest. I just talked about foreign policy, about the Russians and all that. People would sit there wondering, and so did it. And believe me, in any big sophisticated state, and yours is a big sophisticated state, talk about the world, not about the little subjects, not about their miserable little subjects. Oh, shit, do things about them. You gotta help the poor, we all wanna do that. Sure, we wanna keep their welfare and more, and I always tell our There is not. Because folks don't care.
They're not.
Unless you're gonna maybe cut taxes or something. But I say to them, get in government back with you. We have to say it appeals to political scientists to a certain extent, you give a little, and the audience is sure, and the Republicans think that for something. But, and it's the right, Sudan knows it's all right, but the rural American thing is right, we ought to start to reverse things there. But in terms of something that has meaning, it's left is, what does that mean? Peace in the world.
Things they don't know about are interesting.
That's it, the mystery. The whole space thing is on a property of the fact it shouldn't go away, but it appealed mainly because it was the unknown, but as it became familiar, then people lost interest in it. But if you start going to Mars, they might get interested in it again.
See, well, this is true. But
this is life.
What
other damn things don't mean anything. That's one of the reasons why a domestic assignment might not be worth it that way. You know, I once,
would it make sense for me?
Bush Cooper, I suppose you've heard about him, but I'm the undersecretary for development state.
I would have loved that.
I told Rogers, I said, you ought to take counsel. He said, I mean, about foreign policy. I said, God damn it, you know, he knows anything. He knows as much as Irwin. He got Irwin. Irwin's a nice, pleasant, colorless man.
Yeah, that
Bill did not want, in my opinion, a colorful, strong man. There's the point.
Well, that would have Jewett done a hell of a job there. What I did in the House, Mr. President, is I went on the Foreign Operations Subcommittee of Government Operations, went all over Asia and Europe on investigations.
Yeah.
The Moss Subcommittee. I went on the Military Operations Subcommittee, went all over on investigations there. I was on the General Economic Committee, involved in foreign economic law. And I picked Japan about 6 years ago as a country I wanted to become knowledgeable about, and started going over there a couple of times a year. And to this day, I still am with Jim.
I have an idea. There might be, even at this time, if you're not too sensitive about, and I trust you're not, about where you sit at the table, you really ought to be, you really ought to be in foreign affairs. I wish you're not at any position. Of course, it had to be an assistant secretary or something like that. One that really had a stroke. Because that's where the action is. That's where it is.
And 5 years from now, that would give you a credential, a background in terms of running for the Senate in Illinois or in terms of being involved in the world. I mean, it struck me that maybe something in state or defense would make sense at this point in my career.
Let's look at defense, then.
Of course, those service secretaries are...
Well, they're just warts. I like them as individuals, but the poor guys, they must do important things. First, if Henry weren't such a difficult person, God knows he needs somebody else. He needs impression. Somebody that understands the vacation and all the rest. Maybe on the verge of something here. Did you know that I was wishing for architecture?
No, that I did in retrospect, too.
Oh, hell, I had to go. Holloman and I went. Actually, they had to keep it quiet because otherwise Irwin would have been done.
Yeah.
But we put it right to Rogers.
Well, that would have just been very appealing. Also, the problems internal to Rogers would have been a great thing to get your hands on.
Well, your guy, incidentally, at OEO, is a terrific fellow.
Carlos, he's doing a good job.
I want him to know that I am in my cabinet someday.
Great.
If I'm around long enough, believe me, I've already decided.
He's got guts, and he's sticking up all over the country. Speeches, I've watched the clips, and he stands right there and takes it, puts it out. He's a good one.
Shocking. Something is up here today. We see what it is. How would you like to be a special trade representative?
That's a possibility.
That can open up.
And it could be done as a counselor, because it's right here in the executive office of the president, and it would be
he's not a supporter of ours. He's basically, he's our man.
He's a, right, he is.
And he's more comfortable with it.
But
he'll do a good job.
He'll do a good job for you, and he's for you now. I mean, he'll be captured by Baldwin or Oakland Schultz, but if he were to stay.
Great captain.
And
let me ask you about that special trade representative. Let me tell you why it's important. My God, it is a whole fight going on. It involves all this. And the old guy over there is sterile.
Yeah, what's his name?
Gilbert, former head of Gillette.
Yeah, he's tired.
He's an old man. He's tired. Nobody should be in government after 55. I'm treated.
You just put it too low.
Sure. They have no energy. You know, it's a funny thing, though. I saw that we all, I guess, get ourselves here. But I'll never be like this, I know. I've seen so many words. I'll never forget when I got my college class. And how damn old they were.
Well, they're not living.
I also remembered, and I also met some of my law school class and some of the guys that were concerned how old they were. And they were fat. And they just looked old, and they were tired, and they didn't talk too coherently. And I wonder, what the hell has happened? Do I sound that way? I can't sound that way, or I couldn't be here.
Yeah.
And I guess that there must be a difference in chemistry, or it's what Tito said about Churchill. He said he saw him at his prime, and he saw him many years later. And Churchill came down to visit one of those Black Sea Adriatic ports, not the Black Sea, his Adriatic ports. And Churchill looked at Tito rather whistling. Churchill had a stroke by that time. He said, really understand how you can look so strong and vigorous at your age. It was Tito 78. I know what it is. Power.
Power. Oh, that's a great story.
Thank you. No, it isn't. Disagree that. Churchill really thought of power, love, and caress. But I do think that when a person ceases doing useful things, he dies inside.
Not healthy.
He dies, isn't he? Now, he doesn't have to be president. He doesn't have to be chairman of the board. He doesn't have to be the top dog or anything. But he's got to believe that he's doing something damn useful. Paint, he can fish, he thinks that's important, he can even become a golf bug, if he thinks it's useful.
But he's got to be
active. But he's got to be useful, don't you agree?
That's a feeling.
And we have, you've got guys your age that are old.
That's right.
Because they're no longer useful, or they figured, oh, God, I can't make it to the top. When a guy quits trying to do better, he's finished.
That's right.
He gets old. He gets old. Hell, it isn't a question how much hair he's got or whether it's hair or anything. He just looks old. Nobody tells him he's smart.
So true.
I see so many people running around that don't have any goddamn smart. I even see people in cabs that have
got
smart. Men and women. Oh, I can't believe he has.
Yeah.
But they don't understand. I said, smart, get up, you know. Show us enthusiasm. We'll do it. Special trade representative. That could be very good.
It sure would put a cast on.
You can still be a counselor.
That's the kind of thing that you could do both, I would think. The undersecretary would be a separate thing. Everyone's just there.
No, I can't change.
At large, it's kind of a non-job.
No, that we had to do for special reasons. It was the right thing for him. You can see now why the Conley appointment was so important. He's just a gangbuster down there.
We were having dinner with him tonight instead.
Right, he goes down before those committees and he lays on the aisle. And now they need that.
That's right.
It's our guy, you got to speak up. He goes down there and says, yep, I believe this and that and the other thing. And it's a big in the Conley's. You just can't get it to the man at the top.
That's right.
And Kennedy was a fine man. Everybody respected him. But on the other hand, Kennedy never had any clout.
Huh? He wasn't a zinger.
He comes off strong.
He does.
You ought to be, though, I got a special trade representative. I figured what I'd like for you to do. Check the job and see whether it involves travel.
Okay.
Unless it does, don't even consider it. If it involves something that your family here don't even consider, if it does involve travel, if it involves moving around the world, it may be exactly the right spot. We ought to change the job. And the real question there, though, you must go in and get captured by Peterson. Am I fine?
Yeah.
Or for that matter, by Henry. Or by Rogers. Yeah. Or by Sands.
Everyone's got their finger in that.
Oh, it's boy, it's political. Oh, tough political. It's a political job.
That's right. Tough politics.
I think, you know, we just talked about this. I'm glad you brought this up the other day. I went in the Peterson committee. I said, my God, we got to get somebody in that job. And I said, really, it's a political job. You'd be ideal for it. Be great. And also, it is a good job that's positioned you to foreign policy.
It does. It moves you towards foreign policy.
You could move that. You could move to undersecretary or to, you could move also to the other area. You could move over to the defense side.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever, in defense, the only jobs were the dam or undersecretary, deputy secretary, which Packard does well.
Yes, he does.
The fine human being, don't you think?
I do. Xavier, I am too.
There's a lot of crap.
Those two jobs are the only ones over there. I mean, it crossed my
everything else. Everything else.
Service secretaries.
Never. Who never wants to be secretary of the air? They all only have my seal when they come over and read the Medal of Honor citations.
Absent some other way to get into the foreign area. Something like a period as ambassador to a country like Japan is as crummy a job as you think ambassador.
No, that would be all right.
That's the one country where I've really been involved over a period of time. And a tour there would position you into the foreign and
military. Here on that, those damn Japanese. So.
That's
Japan.
I've got a background.
Japan could be a. Could be an excellent appointment. We got a lousy ambassador. He's just weak.
He's faceless.
They were meeting.
Yes, once.
Yeah, yes. But how's the impression?
He's quiet and no plans.
I know our commander, yes. I defend all of our guys. I am, but I know they're working hard and their wives work hard and everything, but goddamn it, not if a guy doesn't have it. You ought to move him. You ought to move him. We don't do that. I must say, I'm impressed with this Malik. Boy, he's a stepwinder.
He is
working his butt off trying to find people to move.
He hired one of my guys from OEO that is a doer. We replaced 40% of the people over there over the 2-year period, civil service included. And this guy that's working for him, Clark, is that way. He's just a.
You want to include. There's only one other country I could bring in.
Is that true?
So.
It's big enough.
The only one that matters.
900 people in that.
The only one that matters is a hell of an embassy.
Yeah.
The trouble is, you want to take our leech with you. Brazil is on 200 million people by the end of the century. It's going to be a hell of a place, and it's going. It's moving. Dictatorship and should be. Let's see.
It is an interesting spot.
No, I think, in your view, I would go to Europe.
Industries.
I notice they're having all sorts of riots now. They're rioting about the same reason we riot. He's got quite a lot of staff over there too. You could take it over, take the staff, run the whole land thing. I think this would be a hell of a thing. It'd be a very good thing for you. And it would also keep you available. You wouldn't be all that busy that you couldn't stick around here and help us another.
Do other things.
The other possibility would be Japan. Mm-hmm.
Downside of that is it pulls you out of the country.
That's all right. Give that lots of time. I mean, no. I'm free.
It's the one ambassador's thing that has appealed to me in terms of.
I don't think I would do it.
The future of that country is so important to this world.
I think this. I think the special trade of Japan. I don't know what the situation is in Japan. What we told those people.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope we have problems. We're having dinner tonight at Blair House. Right.
Yes, sir.
What time?
6:45.
Get along. You got money.
50 years.
6:25. You got money. In fact, they're all busy with the British ambassador.
The advantage also of doing something like the special trade representative is that you once told me I should be doing something in a line area, and I'm inclined to agree with you, and I like that. There is a problem, potentially, of a guy floating around in the White House in terms of if you get into someone else's business way, there's
sensitivities there. Let me put it this way. There is for you. There isn't revenge.
No, you know,
basically, because Finch likes to float around.
That's right.
And he's not good at a line area, you know. He just doesn't like to be that buttoned up.
Yeah. And I do. I like to have a chunk of something that understood and Bob's more easy. He's a gap filler. He likes that. He floats well. But I would think that it's best at some point for me to have, if I'm in the White House, to have understood and specified.
I think this is possible. It's a special trade that appeals to me.
That is interesting.
Because I think it's going to open up. I think it's open now. Well, they're talking about some special, some businessman to do this job. But you can do it. You'd be tough as hell. That's what we have to have. Somebody who will fight like hell for American exports.
Mm-hmm.
Which we got to do. You know, we're sure to ring all over the world.
And they do want to these other countries' game play.
Right. Nobody, you get along with the Congress.
Mm-hmm. I think having been on the Joint Economic Committee and more.
I would care to make a difference.
That means
if we want you, you can get a job.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good that you're on that.
Mm-hmm. What's the connection with that? I wonder with Peterson's operation. I suppose that guy's a member of the council.
Yeah. He should be. He's a member.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's automatically a member. That's it. He is the Secretary of State, which is good again.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the superstructure.
Gets you know that.
That's one of the three big councils.
Mm-hmm.
Great. He apparently is. You know, he's being a good soldier.
He is.
Working hard. I like his evangelism and everything. And it's hard for him, because George really, you know, has a messianic feeling. He feels he should be talking about most people. John Bowie feels the same thing. He thinks he can run it all.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that. They're good men, though. They're good here. They're all loyal.
They are indeed.
We're like it all.
And I think it's good you've got Robbie in your camp. I think you need some people who develop into personalities on their own.
Right.
It makes people recognize your size. If you have people of size around you.
That's why the comedy thing helps too.
Yes, sir.
Everybody thinks that you didn't pick a guy that, well, let's face it, you see comedy, you see a man that they know could be a potential president.
Sure.
Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's helpful.
Let me talk to you a minute. You've still got a little time. What's your evaluation now of negative? So, what do you feel about this thing? I had to write a very difficult note today. I had to virtually order me to go to the damn gridiron, which I am not going to this year. I pointed out that for 8 years I went to that goddamn gridiron dinner because Eisenhower only went 1 year or weekend, or whatever, they're not in there, so I was their favorite boy. So I sit there and smile, and I'm a laughing boy, and act as if I liked it. Made a little speech after the end, you know, and listened to the bars, and went up afterwards and walked through the rooms and talked to all the editors and so forth, and went home dead tired the next day. But it's obvious that he is, I hadn't realized, just, you know, Bryce had not realized that he was becoming extremely sensitive about the criticism. He shouldn't. Hell, if you dish some notch, you've got to be prepared to take it. But that rather surprised me. What's your evaluation? What's happened here?
Well, my sense is that
I'm having a little dinner for tomorrow tonight. It's
good.
Just within about 8 and spire the cabinet officers.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would help.
It will. I think he's such a decent guy, and I know he wants to track with you. He does not track with you instinctively.
No.
Kind of he seems like a generation older than you in terms of flexibility and ease. You've got so much ease in different experiences and circumstances. He tends to be rigid and inflexible on things. Now, that's him, it seems to me.
No, it's interesting.
He doesn't want it to be him. He wants to move.
I think it's an interesting thing. I heard that all the business about the youth, and we all know the problem. But we know that as long as we have the land, the war, why, I will be there to pay. I understand that. But their dislike for Agnew is greater for a reason that probably they don't really understand. Because basically he is so inflexible. As a matter of fact, I think your point is well taken. He probably seems to them more of a father,
very
older image than I do.
Very.
Do you agree or not?
Yes.
Actually, I'm 8 years older than he is.
Oh, no, he's older than you are.
There's no reason to question that. That's a very curious analysis. What's the reason for that? Is it just, is it a what method or what?
It's his background. His background.
For example, I do a press conference very differently from the way he does this extremely well, so in my opinion. I think he's so articulate and everything.
He wants
mine to should, but mine has more of a, I think, more of a, and that's why the press hates my gut so much, is that I have a way of needling them in a way they can't get back quite so easily.
But you come out open, like a listener, and with some moving space. And he comes out like he wants to lecture you. And like he'll listen, but his mind's made up. Like he's almost a parent. It's almost a...
And that's bad with kids.
Well, it's bad with a lot of people. It's bad with people who don't agree. The key in the election, and in governing, it seems to me, if people keep saying, oh hell, there's no votes for the blacks, there's no votes for the white people. The important thing is that the white people know that they can't talk to the young people, and they know they can't talk to the black people.
So we've got to do better, I know.
But they feel that they want their president and their government at least to appear to be able to communicate, because they know they can't, and they want the president to be better.
We're trying, we're trying.
Well, we are.
I'm getting much better across, I'm afraid.
I've got a friend who used to ride down the train in Chicago, and he said to me when I was in Congress, before I went to him, he said, look at those black arrows and everything. He'd say, oh, Jesus, I don't understand it. I don't want to know about it. But I just thank that God someone's doing something about it. You know, that's you. And so the votes of the white population depend, in part at least, on the ability of the government to appear to be able to communicate with the young and the blacks and the people who are out, even though we don't get their votes. And the vice president's demeanor in some of those circumstances tends to tell people that he's not communicating with them, even though he acts very effective at it. Gee, that television show was terrific.
Ross.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's, I didn't see it.
He did not elevate
my skin, said he was awful good.
He really was. But my sense is that it's too early to tell.
See, my style is quite different, though.
he came into this straight out of Maryland. And I think the book's still out on him. I think he's learning. And
Bill hard to go from Maryland to the top, but you
couldn't
believe it.
Couldn't imagine. I mean, I had three times as much experience in government as he did. Most people did, in terms of age.
I think about that's true.
He's done just surprisingly well to have been taken from nowhere to that kind of province.
Yeah.
Now, I think each year he's in that. The awkward thing for the staff is keeping wire in. He's hard to wire in. I mean, John tried, Bob tried, Bob Fish tried, I tried to oversee him. But I think each year he's in it, he learns and he grows with it. And the thing that worries me, and I'm frankly, admittedly, oriented towards Illinois, but the business community, and the suburban types, and your metropolitan areas, which are shitty hours, are turned off. And that's harmful to you.
Turned off what?
By the vice president.
Are they really?
Yes, they're turned off. And
what are you talking about? People like in Evanston and like that?
Suburban voters.
Just women, men, both? More women than men. More men.
Men.
Why? Why?
I think
men.
Style.
Huh?
It's style.
I'm sure I turn them off.
No, you do not.
Not the same way.
No, sir. You know it.
We go up and down, but there are problems, basically. You know, there are only two, the economy and the war. We saw those two with the reason people are off.
And that margin in states like Illinois can make a difference in electoral votes. And
tell me this. Does Connie turn them off? Does he come off too strong?
There's the danger.
Questions.
In my mind.
Why I'm asking them.
Well, in my mind, it's an open question. No, you can't do anything.
Why?
That's right.
I'm just curious if maybe we have to tell him, because he's a big gun. I don't want him to be too strong.
Well, I think it's open yet. For that person, he's a little too Johnson-like. And
he's very much like Johnson. He's totally honest.
That's right. He's better than Johnson.
He doesn't have the ego showing so much. He's got the ego, but doesn't show it so much.
I think he's just an incredibly effective guy.
Remarkable how two men can be so smart and so able and so. Do you think Agnew turns them off because he's too rigid, too, what is it?
I think rigid, lack of flexibility, lack of...
It isn't because of something they read about him, is that it?
No,
I know that's
it's style.
That's
it. I think it's style. I think you don't. They like you in the suburbs. And they disagree with something here, something there, but you fit that mold. You're a worldly and sophisticated, and you do finally. I don't know what the answer is. Now, Connie, of course, has great appeal in a more earthy way than you do. And there are a lot of places around the country where that's very effective. That kind of physical, almost. I don't mean like Johnson pulling out the scar.
Just put the scar inside a stronger.
It's an earth eater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I basically, of course, from the poorest of the three backgrounds in terms of the what we call this world's goods, but of course I'm Midwestern in terms of background, but I think the difference is probably that I really have seen so goddamn much of the world that I must reflect in some. Except of my accent, thank God that hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand that for the Eastern accent.
No, I can't. I know.
You know those people, you know, they run around, put on a little swishy look and so forth. Now, I understand, I don't mind them, they're swishy, but I just don't want them to show it around me.
I think there's something about you that people think you're learning all the time. You're absorbing. And they want that. They want that. They know they are. The good ones know they are. And someone who doesn't seem to be is raises questions.
They want the feeling.
So can't talk to a kid wants a leader who maybe he isn't doing a perfect job, but the lines are open, you know, and he's plausible and listening and interested. They don't want to see roads cut off or blocked in the society. The answer was to help the vice president track better with things. And I think that's
right.
I know everyone has. Because I'm convinced he wants to.
Yeah.
I really am convinced of his sincerity.
Oh, of course.
It really is.
This is a very fast track. That's what many do not realize. It's a terribly fast track.
And he gave it a full run. Fell flat as Kissinger in the campaign. It beat him to a pulp.
And we have to realize that the track being as fast as it is, people got hurt, to be knocked out, to come back again, to work on it, come back again. In the world, in terms of the press, the TV, the politicians, the businessmen, the rest, and they're always watching you to see whether or not you measure up. This guy got it or not. So you always got to be working, thinking, never off guard.
And they want you to be bigger than life.
Never for a moment.
Right.
For a moment.
That's right. So well, Lou Rukeyser was delighted with this.
Oh, yeah, I know. I enjoyed meeting him. He's bright.
Oh, was he bright? He was writing
very
good. For the New York Times, and was a junior person. And, and he was just really got good stories out of it. Very pleased. When the point was changed, it turned out I was out of town. So,
I'm sorry. I had a good talk with him.
Good. Well, I appreciate your
assistance. As I said, this seems to be my. I saw Cy Zolder today. I'm getting down here now. I believe what I see when I fall back, and I get the butt in on it. Because there's no reason to sit down with him and give him 15 minutes for a hot lead. I sit down so they get to know me.
What is it? Yes, sir.
To sit down and let him yak around and talk.
Well, it paid off.
I just hope we're right about the economy. We could be. We may surprise you. We may surprise everybody. I have a strange feeling about giant institutions. The main thing is it's moving in the right direction. The only debate is how fast. And that's a nice thing to be debating about.
Sure. Sure is. But the fact that it's just not what it is, but which way it's going. It's how people feel. If they think they're going
to
get better.
Well, for example, I just talked to the proposal. That's a small indicator. That the reason is the market's up a little bit.
That's what they
are. Insurance too. They always they're very sensitive to this year. Things are up and going up.
They're smart as hell.
That's why they usually go to put the money.
Yes, right. I still would like to see you stay in the leadership role publicly, regardless of what it does to the economy. I think the public perception of you caring about the economy, even if you can't make it.
Reform. Thank you very much. We'll see you.
Okay.
You check that out. my coat, I guess. See, I don't want to go out this door. I don't go out this door. I can't go out that way. It's a little hard.
Thank you.